Hello and welcome to Euractiv's Agri-Food Brief. I'm Natasha Foote.
And I'm Gerardo Fortuna.
And here's your weekly update on all things agriculture and food in the EU from Euractiv's Agri-Food News team. Our top story of the week. Farmers Association Cuba Cajeca has backed the further postponement of the farm-to-fork strategy due to mounting pressures faced by farmers over the COVID-19 outbreak, but this stance has been heavily criticised. In other news, agriculture Sherpas have rubber-stamped a partial negotiating mandate to discuss with MEPs the transition period that will allow EU farming subsidies to flow, even without an agreement on the post-2020 reform of the Common Agricultural Policy. The European Food Safety Agency published its annual report this week on pesticide residues found in food in the European Union. The report found that the food commodities analysed were unlikely to pose concern for consumer health. The recent coronavirus outbreak has put an enormous strain on the whole EU agri-food sector, and especially on small-scale producers. However, farmers have been rapidly innovating to create novel means of selling their produce to keep themselves afloat. According to the chair of European Parliament's Agriculture Committee, Herbert Dorfman, the European food supply chain and food safety system are proving to be extremely resilient, as people still manage to find available and safe food on supermarket shelves even in times of the coronavirus pandemic. Fisheries Commissioner Virginia Sinkevicius told Euractiv that the new support package to support European fishermen and aquaculture farmers will foster greater market stability and reduce the risk of having such products wasted or redirected to non-human food purposes. Continuing with the fish theme, the Faroe Islands have managed to test nearly 10% of its population for coronavirus, and no one has died from the disease so far. Its virus strategy was undoubtedly helped by its remote location, but the main reason for the rapid response is a surprising one. The humble salmon. The quote of the week this week comes from Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission.
Despite these challenging times, we make sure that Europeans continue to have access to high-quality, affordable food. I would like to thank our farmers who make sure that food is available in our shops. And I'm grateful to the thousands of European citizens who are volunteering to help with this year's harvest. This is a wonderful example of European solidarity.
Now for the agri-food news from the capitals this week, starting with the UK. Amidst videos circulating on social media of farmers pouring milk away, the Royal Association of British Dairy Farmers has called on the UK government to help fund a short-term financial support scheme for dairy farmers whose businesses have been severely affected by the crisis. Since the beginning of the confinement, hunting has been forbidden throughout France. However, several departments are now starting to authorise the hunting of certain species which likely to cause damage, something that has proved controversial. Spain moved on Tuesday to tackle a shortfall of farm workers due to the coronavirus crisis by authorising the temporary hiring of tens of thousands of immigrants or jobless people. In Bulgaria, the Ministry of Agriculture has proposed that half of the area in supermarkets must be reserved for food produced in the country and purchased directly from producers within 200 kilometers. However, the Association for Modern Trade, which brings together major retail chains in the country, claims that the project violates the basic principles of a market economy, arguing this will have far-reaching effects. The association said that the European Commission will initiate criminal proceedings against Bulgaria if these rules are adopted. In Croatia, an aid programme for small and micro producers has been bolstered by 7 million euros, said Agricultural Minister Maria Vucic, although negotiations are ongoing about whether to reopen the farmers' market to help them sell their products. The Ministry of Agriculture also said that the second tranche of 105 million of payments to support farmers will begin this week. German Agriculture Minister Julia Klöckner has called on university students studying agricultural science to help work on farms. In a statement, she pointed to these students' high level of expertise and emphasized the need to secure the food supply chain during the pandemic. In its third coronavirus aid package, the Austrian government has temporarily changed the rules on seasonal workers to ensure enough labourers for the coming harvest. The plan allows farmers to employ no new workers beyond the normal time period and offers an extension to those with expired work permits. In Italy, farmers' organization Confagricoltura launched a new service, recognized by Italy's Ministry of Labour, to cope with the current lack of agricultural workforce. Job seekers and businesses can file an application on the platform AgriJob that will match the supply and demand for jobs in the farming sector for each province in Italy. In Poland, the Ministry of Agriculture has announced a ban on activists' access to farms. Activists in Poland have repeatedly revealed the poor treatment of farm animals by farmers, but agricultural organizations have long been seeking a ban on such behavior. And lastly, Romania has asked the EU Commission to pay subsidies to farmers earlier than usual, according to Agricultural Minister Adrian Oros. "We would like to pay them in September," the minister told the TV news station. Oros said he is sure the Commission will agree, as other member states have submitted similar requests.
On our radar this week: on the 15th of April, there will be an extraordinary meeting of the Committee on Agriculture and Rural Development. The meeting will feature two debates, one on the consequences of the COVID-19 outbreak in the agricultural sector with Agriculture Commissioner Janusz Wojciechowski, and one on the 2021 transitional provisions. The meeting will be held from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. and with remote participation, meaning members will be able to view and listen to the proceedings, ask for the floor and intervene in the meeting.
This week, the AgriFood podcast is produced by Euractiv's AgriFood team, Gerardo Fortuna and Natasha Foote. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss the latest agricultural news from the EU. I'm Gerardo Fortuna.
And I'm Natasha Foote.
Thanks for listening and see you next week.